update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to another episode of Correct Opinions. We just got back from Are You For Real Tour Weekend 1, so we got all those updates. We're all over the place. Ton of funny stories, and specifically how I had to deal with a crotchety speakeasy character, and I was a good boy.
You were a very good boy. We have so many stories from the road for you guys. Tune in this episode. Also, we get to a certain point in the episode where I decide I would like to get a procedure done to myself that is normally done as soon as you're born.
Oh, that's
what's
right,
that mean?
Folks. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
So we're back in the studio real quick before we head back out on the road. Successful weekend one of the tour.
Very successful. Very successful. Yeah, let's clap. Let's clap. Everyone listening, please
thank
clap.
You, thank you.
Quietly, and we're done.
Yeah, we hit a few cities. We're heading back out tonight. So there's still tickets left to some of them. TreyKeener.com/tour. Yeah, this has been a long time coming. Charlotte was the first show. Supposed to be last March, we did it, and great vibes were up. It was great.
It was awesome. It's so cool. I mean, we just landed back in KC, and we are recording a pod, and we are heading out soon.
Yeah.
It's great.
We grind for the content.
I mean, it is high school public dance, grinding front to back.
Front to back.
Chaperones not watching. Always on my grind.
Always.
Yes.
A little nervous, but also excited.
I wore compression shorts. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Riddell's. I got them on.
Riddell's.
Why are we buying that expensive Nike stuff? And it still works. Whoa.
So that's us.
That's us right now.
We're at a high school homecoming dance. Mm. Yeah, good times. Yeah, it was fun. It was my first time, basically Trey's first time, ever really living, staying in a tour bus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty sweet.
It is.
I was a huge fan. There's just so many little compartments. I was a big fan of compartments on this trip.
Yeah,
everywhere. Tom's like, under your feet, there's soda. Yeah, above your head, there's some peanut butter and jelly. I was like, I love peanut
down
butter.
Down there is the guy who sells the merch. Don't pull that back. It's great.
Down there is where you'll sleep if you bomb tonight. Mm-hmm. All right, we have a spot for you.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. We got some golfing. We went to... Oh, this is funny. We're golf guys now. And we went out. I just booked us a tee time. I'm like... This one seems to be pretty nice. You know, let's treat ourselves. Weekend one, and we show up, and the guy's like, all right, gentlemen, line it up, T1. Hope you enjoy the round. This was just named the 15th hardest course in the country. So, you know, you're going to want to hit it straight.
It's like, what if, quick, are you taking questions? Great. What if you've been playing 4 months? Like us too.
Yeah.
What if
I don't know if that's obvious. Jake is wearing a Gap hoodie. Everyone else here has on like Rolexes, but we promise we'll be able to do okay. Oh, that was so. That first tee shot, dude,
was pretty terrifying.
I mean, I clearly I'm not very good, but I've had way worse. I was we glad all made to just contact. Kinda, yeah,
we hit it far.
It went kind of far, and I was like, get away from this guy.
I would dare to say some of the only times I've ever felt anxiety in my life is hitting off the first tee box when people are watching me. Like an old white man is watching me golf.
Yeah.
Who's just given me about 5 minutes of fun facts about this course that I don't care about.
I'm like, yeah, all this strategy you told me, I don't know. Great. I just try to hit it that way.
If you can carry it about 240, land it right side of the fairway, should have about 140 up the hill. Mm. Don't have to go over the sand trap. Okay, so I'm just going to try to make contact.
Yeah.
Just hit white ball far.
And of course, we finish, and I don't know what was happening this weekend where we have so many struggles with Ubers.
Yeah, I don't know. We were in like some twilight zone.
We finished the course, and there just says no Ubers. And it's like, well, we do have a show tonight, so...
And we weren't really in the middle of nowhere. I mean, there's civilization.
Yeah. And so someone at the golf course calls a guy, and this guy named Raheed pulls up in a 04 minivan that I'm just like, I'm not really sure what's happening. And we show up, we're like, how much? And he just goes, $100.
Really? Right on the dot, huh?
What math did you come up with that?
With tax, huh?
We didn't have a choice. It was that or miss the show. Hey, the show's canceled. They're stuck at the hardest course in the country. It's the hardest course to play and then also leave.
It's very hard to leave. It's a kind of outdoor escape room.
Yeah.
It's a new thing they're trying. I mean, we did spend, probably six and a half hours at the course that day.
Yeah.
My neck was looking red for the show that night. Mm. And got to the venue in time to basically shower, sound check, and perform very quickly.
Yeah, that was
one after the other.
Figure that out. But
yeah, golf boys, that was fun. Right off the bat, what did we do when we first... Oh, I was going to talk about the two of us. Found out pretty quickly, Trey and I live in very different temperatures. Different. If we were animals, we'd have different biomes.
I was having a big ordeal where I was like, did anyone sleep okay? It was so hot. I was burning up back there.
And I'm like, man, I typically don't like it cold, but I feel like mine was frigid. Like no normal human could ever say mine was not cold. And you're saying yours was like stagnant air.
And then I asked you, I said, what do you sleep with your temperature at?
I think at home we keep it at 74.
You hear this, Derek? Is that crazy?
So that's what we keep it at.
Let's go, Derek! Weirdos! See, that's what I said. In a room of six people, there'll be at least one other person on my team.
So your roommates.
Wife.
Oh, he's not 69? On my team. Oh, okay.
Your roommates are down with us.
As far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah. They haven't brought it up to me.
Sweating.
They hate it.
Oh, no.
Because you prefer like 64 or something crazy.
Yeah, 65. It's great. And now I'm all spoiled and I'm used to that. So it's an ordeal. But then we also, I think you had the cold bunk. I had the hot bunk.
We found out on the last morning on our way out. I was like, let's just investigate these bunks real quick. Turns out I had the luxury bunk and I had last pick. So that's on you guys.
Yep.
We're talking four outlets, you guys.
Yeah.
Four outlets and three vents. Trey only had one vent. Yeah. So that was the difference.
I barely had an outlet, two vents. So we're just going to do a little swap.
Just a little swappy.
You'll be nice and toasty. I'll be frigid.
Me and Katie in one.
Yeah. Or we're going to swap. What? No. We're just going to swap.
We're just swapping exactly how it is.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. We'll swap mics. We're going to swap, just make sure we really, if we're getting COVID, we're getting it together. That's the idea.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll swap
No Man Left
acts.
Behind. Oh, yeah.
I'll just do your set one night.
You go for like 20 and I'll go for an hour.
No.
I'll sing a few songs.
You do the meet and greets one night.
Hey, Trey and I are doing a prank, so... I'm here for him. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I bet you guys like that. Thank you for paying for VIP tickets.
He's tired from sleeping on the hot bunk. Yeah. Katie came out. She, day one of the tour, we were kind of just chilling, getting ready. She's like, I'm going to go get my nails done.
Oh,
welcome to your new life, I guess.
Okay, see ya.
Wow.
All right. Have fun.
And she wants to go. We're going to Buffalo this weekend. She wants to go to Niagara Falls. Ugh. So I'm going to go to Niagara Falls, I guess.
Yeah. I like how it was like propositioned to Alan and I. Like, hey, if you guys want, Katie and I are going to Niagara Falls. And Alan was like being nice. He's like, you know what?
That could be cool.
Maybe I would. Jake, I would go if you would go. And I was like,
no.
I don't know.
No.
It's what I'm thinking, right? It's a bunch of water. Yeah.
Waterfalls?
I don't know.
Yep. So doing that, she's... I'd rather be in the golf course with you guys. She's kind of ruining the tour. No, I'm kidding.
No, it was nice to have Katie. It was fun having her there. We had another opening comedian with us, Lucas, there, who got my name right 3 or 4 times, which is pretty solid.
Yeah, that was.
Baseball,
that's great. I love doing the first show in a long while because there's always a few things that go weird.
Yeah, so. And all things considered, everything went phenomenal this weekend. It was great.
You've had a lot of fun stuff over the road. Someone called you Jake Shiplet. You've had Drake Triplet.
Drake. I had the projector turn on while I was performing, and Dateline came on just while I'm performing.
Someone, I forgot one time, and said that one magenta guy. What? Because of the skin.
Oh, you just said that magenta colored boy is coming on stage.
Here he comes. No, is any other people butcher your name?
Not really butcher, but the first night, my introduction was pretty hilarious.
Oh, that's funny too. Yeah, we had tour manager Tom. He's great, and we hadn't thought of like who's gonna say Jake's, like who's gonna say like, ladies and gentlemen, Jake Triplet. So we're kind of like, we don't know, and we're like, who should do it? Alan, do you want to do it? No, do you want to? And
Tom's like, Tom,
can
you do
it? He's like, I can. I don't have an announcer voice, but I'll do it. We're like, okay.
How bad could it be?
Yeah, and then
you can't screw
on
this
the first
up.
Night, he just goes, Jake Triplet. It was like, when the opponent's team's announcer says like the guy made a free throw.
Yeah, he's like, Jake Triplet for one.
Checking into the game is Jake Triplet. That's what they did for your performance.
It was like, what's the most underwhelming way I can say
like,
this?
To be fair, that's what he said. He was like, I said I'm not that good at it.
Look, I said I'm not good at this, all right? Didn't even like, I don't know, change his voice around in any way.
You should announce yourself on sometime. That could be fun.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I told Alan started doing it for me on the trip. I wanted Alan to start rolling his R's. Yeah. I wanted to get a little weird with it.
Triplet.
Having a fiesta up here. Yeah. I might have Bruce Buffer come one night.
Just
spend... All the money I have.
Right. just this for one moment. It's going to be worth it. And then you spend like 50 grand for Bruce Buffer to come out. Forget buying a house, whatever you do.
Yeah, sorry.
He's like, it's time! Drake!
No!
Shiplet! No, Bruce!
What a refund.
What a refund. There's
got to be a clause for this.
Yeah.
Talk to my lawyer.
But his cameo is pretty affordable. What if you got... He wouldn't even know. What if you got him to do a cameo and then pulled the audio?
Dude, is that allowed? This is a phenomenal idea.
If he got wind of it, it might get sketchy, but if he no one would tell.
I love the phrase, got wind of it.
Like you just start your set with like, by the way, guys, do not tell Bruce Buffer I play that. I think there would be some kind of
there's one thing I ask.
Copyright lawsuit happening.
All right, they're both on cameo. Personal use. Okay, this is Michael Buffer. This is the let's get ready to
let's
rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble. Is it, who? What's his price?
For personal use, $350. For business, which do you think I qualify? What we're doing, marketing campaign or big event?
Yeah,
probably. Yeah. Dang it. For business, $1,000.
That still doesn't.
It's less than a million,
right.
Which I've heard is his like actual price.
Right.
Oh, Bruce Buffer's more.
Bruce Buffer's the guy. It's time.
I thought
he's hot right now. What's
Bruce
his
Buffer's
number?
So hot right
500?
Now. 500. Personal use 375 for business. $5,000.
Okay.
Whew.
So that's because let's get ready. Rumble's not as fun as it's time. I think.
I guess
you're gonna fight.
People would like to hear "Let's Get Ready to Rumble" right before I go perform 19
let's
minutes
get
of comedy.
Ready to rumble. Put your hands together for Jake Triplet.
You'll be rumbling your funny bone.
Oh man.
For the next 15 to 20 minutes.
That's too bad.
He's got great reviews.
$5,000.
Michael Buffer did an amazing job. I asked him to announce the birth of my friend's firstborn child and he crushed it.
What, the birth or conception?
I think it was probably both. I think it was like one was for personal use and one was for business.
I might do that. Yeah, when we want to start a family, I might get one of those. Play it.
Most people get a soundtrack like the Weeknd.
Yeah, honeymoon. I should have done that for the honeymoon or something. Let's get ready to rumble.
Hot bunk.
In this corner, with a record of 0-0, this guy has been here, very experienced. Other people.
He doesn't have enough outlets to plug into. End quote. It's coming from the hot bunk. Anyway, that's an option.
That is. Okay, that's good.
I don't know how Alan's going to feel about getting, you know, upstaged by the Man. Buffers.
Dang. I kind of want Bruce more than Michael.
Really?
But $5,000's too much.
$5,000's a lot.
That's too much. Jeez Louise.
Maybe I'll just pass a wireless mic to someone in the audience. Hey, sorry, real quick. We forgot.
Yeah.
Can you just say my name?
You try it.
It's Jake. I wrote it down for you. Yeah. It's a hospital gown triplet.
Yeah. Do that.
Oh, you don't get it? Okay.
You don't just get it?
Forget
Inside
it.
Inside joke.
It's from Gene Schwartz comedy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, let's go through... Let's go through our days. I mean, the bus is what we got to Charlotte a day before the tour, which is kind of nice. Just chill. We were in a hotel first day.
Yep.
Golf that first full day and doubleheader that night. They were awesome.
Doubleheader. It was a great crowd. First one. And yeah, it went really smoothly besides your name. But everyone killed it. We had a great crowd. I met a lot of very cool, nice people. It's amazing. I get commented everywhere where people are like, it doesn't make sense how nice your fans are.
They're like too right. wholesome.
There's only a couple. There was one really drunk girl who tried to kind of freshman dance me a little bit. She was like, hey, hey. And her husband was like, sweetie, let's not do this.
Stop grinding on the talent.
And I didn't know what to do. I felt like a little high school boy. I don't know how to handle this awkward situation with a female. I just kept going, you're so funny.
You're hilarious.
You're hilarious. And she'd be like, come on, come on. I was like, you're so funny.
Whew, I am cracking up right now.
You're so funny. Let's get ready.
It's time.
I need a buffer.
Could someone stand in between us?
Yeah.
Need a buffer here.
And then had some adorable... few handful of youngins, you know, 10-year-olds.
Yeah, a lot of youngins want autographs, which is shocking to me.
Yeah, it's like, do they even teach kids how to write anymore?
Yeah, what do you? Do you even know what this is?
Yeah, if when my kids go through school, if they're like, Dad, will you help me with my cursive homework? I'll say, you're gonna fail that class. What's the point of that?
Yeah, I'm pulling you out of that.
Are they teaching kids how to write cursive still?
There's no way.
Are they, Derek? Have you gotten that point? No. Are they teaching them how to write?
Do you know how to do cursive Z?
Cursive Z?
Oh, that's tough.
No, I can't write cursive anymore. I can't write cursive. I don't think we should teach kids how to write.
Cursive was pretty dumb. Or here's what I'll say. Capital letters and cursive were pretty dumb. Remember, a Q was nuts. The Z was stupid. A J looks nothing like a J. I'm glad we're done with cursive now that I'm thinking about it. Capital letters were bogus. Exactly. Fs? Too fancy. Fs were very pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking about all these now. All right, I'm done.
I could never get how the J rolls. Could you roll your J's?
Well, J is in my name, so I was doing capital J's all the time, but I didn't like how it looked. It's like I have to do.
So you know
this
how to roll J's?
Yeah, yeah. One of my friends in high school taught me. Reggie.
Oh.
He was great with cursive.
Oh.
He was good. He was a good artist.
Yeah, it sounds like an artistic guy.
Yes,
he was.
From
Nashville. Dude, Asheville stinks. The crowd was great.
Asheville was fun. For a packed house of people all required to wear masks, you guys were still very loud and it was a very fun crowd.
Right. No, I don't say that. I didn't mean like stinks as in like the euphemism. It literally smelled bad because no one there showers, I don't think.
Yeah.
But even they're just earthy.
They're very earthy. Even backstage, the showers we were provided, they had, for one, which I'm not complaining, but just making an observation here, no body wash, but... multiple things of shampoo and conditioner. I was like, do you guys not clean your body or you just kind of let the shampoo run off? And then the shampoo was craft beer. I kid you, I should have taken a picture of it, but it said craft beer flavored. It was like,
I think
brew.
I think half the town has dreadlocks. So I think just coating your hair in IPA and is like, you get good. Kind of a contact buzz and you form the dreads. It was a very unique town. I did enjoy it. It was cool, but like we had normal like street performers, if you will, or people trying to panhandle for money, it'll be like, hey man, here, will you buy this keychain from me? Or
yeah,
can I have some lunch? But there, we got hit up by like a panhandling monk.
Yeah. He walks up to Trey, Katie and I having a very fine morning. We're listening to this guy play some jazz music on the streets of Asheville, outdoor patio, coffee. And he just comes up, He kind of bows to me, hands me four books, and he says, Val Kilmer. And I'm like,
this is where I die.
It's time for me to die, I think. And I said, I think I just said, what? And he goes, Val Kilmer, you look like him, don't you? And I go, oh. He goes, I want to give you four books right now. I'm a monk. These are four books on Buddhism and yoga. The top book just says perfecting yoga. And I was like, oh, perfect. Cool. I've been wanting to do this anyway. Well, I'll cancel the master class I signed up for. Yeah. And he's like, great. Just wanted to pass these along to you guys. I'm like, great. Four books, three of us. We'll split them up. Have a good one. He goes, well, I am accepting donations for the books.
Yes, that's as we know. You know how the monks do it.
You know.
They walk around to pedestrians and, and try to get the cash off of them. That's the monk way. We do the classic, we don't have any cash.
No cash.
And he was so pumped to do this. He proudly just reveals a square.
I take credit card right here.
Take credit card.
It's also the monk way. Yeah, Muhammad was big on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
him and Gandhi. Sir, we will pass whatever this is.
Oh, and meanwhile, in the middle of the sales pitch, then the street performer, who's been nothing but great up to this point, interrupts his own song. He goes, those books changed my life. Four best books I ever read.
Those books changed my life.
We're getting it from all angles.
The street performer, was pleasant, but it was still creepy. He was doing a lot of eye contact with people.
Like wanting you to look at me, donate. He was
on the sidewalk. I don't know what. He's like, those books changed my life, man. Before this, I was a successful attorney, and I threw that all away for this.
Look at me now.
Start spreading the news. He's looking around to people. I'm leaving today.
I didn't make a comment about it at the time, but I was sitting there just listening to that old-timey music. One, I don't know how you could possibly memorize it, because it all sounds the same.
Right.
And it's just so, it's kind of hard on the ears. We're used to this modern music. That old-timey music is so choppy. It's like, it-up, do-dup, 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 do-dup.
It was freestyling.
I don't know if there was a melody.
Yeah, he was just, a track was playing. He was just going, and I love you, and you have a good day. As in when she swings her legs, let's get her ready to rumble.
It just had no rhythm to it. It was just short, choppy. You just interrupt himself almost.
Yeah.
Chandelier swings.
It was like singing in cursive. Yeah. It was strange.
It was free verse cursive. Yeah. It was. So anyway, it was quite the sales pitch from the monk / former attorney, now street performer. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about the sound technicians when we got to the venue finally?
It was so great. So we're Asheville. It's just
it's living up to every stereotype possible. It's
every
crazy.
Every stereotype. I walk in. We're meeting some of the crew at the venue. I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm Trey. Thanks for having me. And the guy goes, hello, I'm Sunset. Is that a biker park?
You've probably read Perfecting Yoga.
Yeah.
I bet you've.
Sunset. And I said, good to meet you. I want to be like, so when did your name change to that? Or was that your, what's always been the name?
Yeah. Interesting. And the other one's name was Venus.
Yeah. Sunset.
It's a little tough to hear when he's wearing a mask. What's up?
Yeah. What's up?
Venus.
Oh, got it.
Okay. Got it. Wait, speaking of that, we both kind of went for it.
At one point, they're like, hey, Venus, one of the girls by there, she's a big fan. She just wants to say, Venus thinks, loves how you guys are grinding. what did you just say to
Hold
me?
On.
You ever seen the sunset with Venus? Mm. You ever had your Venus out on the sunset? What are you saying? No, it's his
just
name.
It's like a company work outing. We do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Venus is going out. With Sunset.
With Sunset. Yeah. Tonight, during your show. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
It always rises in the east. Sets in the west.
You got any more?
Nope.
Okay. I was going to say, speaking of borderline, nervous to say this, we both kind of went for it in Richmond. We were talking to people, and they're like, yeah, there's kind of some interesting suburbs around here. A very uppity suburb around here is called Goochland.
Goochland.
What's up?
Yeah.
And then they said, but a very hick, country bumpkin part of town right here is called Verina.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not saying that.
You're messing with
I'm
us
not.
Now.
I know I'm going to screw it up on stage. There's no way I could bring
and
that
her
up.
Name is Venus. you guys are just doing these rhymes.
Yeah. What is this? Yeah. And so Anyway, I found a way to bring up Goochland, and then Trey, he went for it, and he successfully pulled off a Rhino, and people loved it.
Yeah, that
but it was risky
out.
Biz. It was scary.
Risky biz. You never know.
Rhino and Goochland.
Someone was fooling with us, but we got it.
Yeah, there's no way of really knowing.
Nope.
Just kind of say it on stage and hope they weren't lying to you.
Yeah, but dude, it was a great weekend one. Traveled back. We'll be heading back out for a lot of fun shows. I just binged the first... Everyone's talking about this. I just binged the first like half of the Squid Game.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people talk about it. Explain kind of what it is. Because it's not even... It's Korean made, I think, right?
South Korean, I believe.
Perfect.
I don't think North Korean would be allowed.
You gotta watch this North Korean show.
Yeah, this North Korean show is crazy. It's this show about... Squid Game is like the show. They take all these poor Koreans...
Okay.
They put them through this game, and they have to, like, kind of get killed and stuff.
Okay.
And so it's fictional South Korean.
Okay.
It's, unfortunately, nonfiction in North Korea.
Okay. It's more of a documentary for them.
Yeah. But the South Korean one is just a fun watch. It's one of those classics, like, you just never seen it before. It's kind of thrilling.
Sweet. Is it in Korean? Do I need to?
It is.
I'm not fluent.
But it's not. You have to read it. They overdub it.
Oh.
And they do some overdubs that... I feel like they do a couple that border on racist, in my opinion. Because, you know, some of the main characters, you could tell it's an American overdub. But then, like, one of the characters who looked, like, extra South Korean, the overdub was like, "Ooh, how are you today?" They were doing,
it's
like,
this is made for American TV. You don't need to give them accents.
Come on. I don't like that one.
I thought you meant they were trying to sound, like, a little too American. They're like, "Yeehaw, brother."
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we talk normal.
Rice again? How much we gonna eat of this ramen?
Ew. Ew. Oh.
I'm kind of jealous of East Asia because I love rice.
Yeah,
and they
put down
eat
some rice.
It so much, and I just don't get enough of it.
I was talking to your wife recently. She was trying to get me hooked on the sushi train. She was giving me some starter sushi.
Oh, introduce don't even bother, Katie. You're not doing it, are you? Is there sushi with fried chicken in it?
Probably, yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Talk to Colonel Sanders.
But Squid Game, highly recommend.
Okay.
It's a nice little binge. I'll keep you posted.
What website is it on?
Netflix.
Okay.
Top Netflix show of all time.
Already?
View-wise, yeah.
Oh,
my. It broke a record, but...
Did they dub it over for a bunch of different
languages? Yeah, I think
languages?
A ton of countries.
Smart. That's what the Bible did. It's the most popular book in the world.
Yeah.
So it's good marketing strategy.
Gotta get rid of that.
Yeah.
Good marketing strategy.
We gotta start... Derek, you have any free time? Let's start dubbing this in every language possible.
Yeah, Derek, get on that, please.
Get on that, please.
Swahili and Korean.
Some of those click languages.
Yeah, Jesus, great marketer.
Yeah.
People say a lot about him. He's great. He's, you know, did a lot of things well. Nothing bad.
Very good marketing funnel. You know, he did a lot with 12. Mm-hmm. You know, that really spread out. And
a lot of funnels.
Went viral before it was cool, for sure.
Definitely.
Before it was a disease.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh my gosh, yes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
What else we need to talk about? See,
I know, we're going out to, let us know what to do in the next cities.
Yeah, we got.
Besides Niagara Falls.
What's the first city we're flying to? Chicago? Is that the first one? No, what's Wednesday?
Milwaukee.
We got Milwaukee, Chicago, Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the next five cities.
Yep. Not Chicago and Philadelphia per se, more of the white people's suburbs of
the
place.
Joliet and Reading. Which is pronounced like reading.
Mm-hmm. It's pronounced Reading? Reading.
Or it's spelled like Reading. Oh, I said that backwards.
Reading. Yeah. Reading's... Is Reading a word? I've been Reading.
Oh.
Left on read. Is it left on read or left on read?
Oh, some people say read. That's not right.
Do you left? Do you leave me on read?
Leave me on read? No. Red.
Is it red receipt or read receipt?
Red receipts. Yeah.
Doesn't sound right. Because people say read receipts, right?
Really?
I don't. Red receipts.
It's always red. It's always past tense.
Do you have on your red receipts?
No.
Ever have?
No.
I used to. I thought it was a nice courtesy to the person.
To let them know that you'd seen it.
It's kind of a fun feature. I like it, but I have them off right now. Do you appreciate when people have them on?
I think I'd prefer everyone just to have them off.
What? Tell me you've been in this scenario. You like a girl. You're texting a girl. You're hitting her up. She reads it.
Yes.
Hours go by.
Yes.
How unbelievably rude is that? Right? They have to do that on purpose.
It's like, part of the game.
Yeah, it is.
Which I don't probably play the game, but I hate it. Yeah. Like, I don't want to seem too interested. Let's wait a few hours.
Oh, yeah. I never believed in that. I would just,
like,
I'd
we
just
like
text
each other.
Them
just
five
let's
times.
Yeah. Hey,
why aren't you responding?
Hey. I miss you.
I like you. I like you. You said you like me. Why aren't you responding?
That's normal.
Don't play the games.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't do that.
That's exactly, yeah. And I don't. And if they didn't want to play the game, then they just wouldn't respond. And that's not my fault. I
can't believe they wouldn't respond to that.
I liked you. Where do you live?
I'm going to come see you.
Pick you up.
I'm gonna come see
tonight,
you
tonight, free,
really soon. How big's your dad? Okay, great.
Yeah,
see you soon.
You ever been to Asheville?
You ever seen a sunset?
Yeah,
Asheville style.
Yeah, let's get ready to rumble.
Trey, we just landed on a flight recently. When I woke up and turned my phone off of airplane mode, I had a text from a husband and a wife individually. I don't think that they knew the other person was texting me, and they texted me about very different things.
No.
Which one would you like to hear about first? We're going to talk about each of them.
This makes
me just happened like an hour ago.
Husband first.
Husband first. Okay, so this guy, I was the best man at his wedding, one of my really good friends. He's kind of a public speaker, author. Every now and then, he'll get offered stuff that he doesn't want to do, so he'll like pass along to me, you know. So,
okay.
Comedian. He's just already rolling in it. You know, he goes,
right.
So this offer, just wait, it just slowly, slowly gets worse and worse.
Okay.
So here's the offer.
Is it an offer about his wife?
No, sorry.
Oh,
the, okay. The wife is separate.
Oh,
yeah, no, they sleep in the same bunk. So he says, hey, a couple Saturdays from now, got a gig for you down at Texas Tech. So already it's like, oh, that's like the one weekend in the next 2 months we're not performing. So I could pull this off.
Texas Tech is a terrible place.
Lubbock's not ideal, but it is the first place I ever had.
All good.
Whataburger. So then he says, and it's at a sorority. So it's like, okay, this
could
be fun.
Okay.
This could be like, you know, like the material really I have
could
work.
Some texting there. Hey, you're pretty like you.
Texas texting.
Texas texting.
Now it starts to take a turn. He says, it'll be Saturday at 9 a.m. I'm already just like, oh, no.
Oh, I don't even, I'm not up then, so.
Yeah, and just like half the girls there are just going to be hungover. They don't want to be there, you know. I found out it's like a chapter thing. Like, it's a thing that they have to go to. It's mandatory.
The mandatory comedian is happening again.
Come in and laugh.
Come on.
Okay, make them feel good.
Keep going. I don't.
9 a.m. chapter.
They want you to do stand-up or just like us?
And that's what I started. I was like, wait, they ask for a comedian? And he goes, well, they want someone to come in and give a talk about creating a bond. I figured you could just go in and you could figure out a way to make it work. They don't really care. They're just checking a box. And I was like, okay, I feel like maybe.
Okay.
I was like, how long? And he goes, 90 minutes. And I go, nope.
Oh my gosh, what are you talking about for that
90-minute stand-up set at 9 a.m.
Creating a bond?
Creating a bond.
90 minutes.
I just totally misinterpreted the whole thing. I was talking about covalent bonds for an hour and
yeah.
a half. Just ionic bonds, covalent bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into it. I got
let's
a 90-minute PowerPoint.
I got treasury bonds as well, just to cover those bases.
Just in case. Let's talk about Barry Bonds, the steroid era.
Yeah.
Look at him when he played for the Pirates. He was so skinny.
He was so skinny.
His voice was not as high pitched.
Yeah, come on. He definitely wasn't natty. He was not all natural.
There's no way.
Okay.
Bail
Bonds.
James Bonds. I know that's not his name, but I went to college with a guy named James Bonds, and that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it was funny. He was not as good looking.
No.
Mm-mm. Family Bonds. Girls, how are all your relationships with your fathers?
Mm.
Good. Yours is bad?
Okay, really? You and the fishnet. Yours is bad, huh?
Huh, okay.
Interesting.
Where are you from? Nashville? Okay. That's only 5 minutes. Oh my gosh.
Okay, that was everything I had. Still getting them... Got a lot left.
What a weird, 9 a.m. In college, I didn't go to anything that started before 10:30 for 4 years.
By second semester freshman year, you already learned, like, do not schedule me for a class before 9:30. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I feel like the a required thing for sororities or fraternities, those people think they're way too cool for school. That'd just be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, who's this guy?
Even once I heard 9 a.m., I was like, oh, I don't want to. That would not be worth it.
Okay. Wife?
Okay. So wife texted me. Yeah. Same time, pretty much. She said, hey, I have something that you and Trey might want to talk about on Correct Opinions. Someone just posted this on Facebook. Said, okay, send it to me. So I kind of feel bad that I'm even showing you this. I hate that I had to see it. So we have this picture. This looks like some sort of scab here. Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay.
Dude, I hate that about TikTok's been doing that to me. And Facebook, you know, you'll be scrolling and then you'll see like a team of three doctors squeezing like a cannonball zit.
Oh, I don't like that. No, thank you.
Stop.
I'd rather have sushi.
Be allowed. Or like all of a sudden there's a TikTok of like an open back surgery or something. Like what? Stop showing this to me.
I'm very glad that was not getting shown to me. So she posts this nasty thing that I got to stop looking at soon. And here's the caption, Trey. Can somebody tell me what this is, please? It is on my butt cheek and is making my groin area hurt.
This is someone she knows personally?
Yeah, it's just like on her public Facebook feed. Just like Samantha
posted
that.
She just took
that.
A photo of her husband up close. Don't tell him.
Hey,
make fun of him saying. On the podcast. Man, was that MRSA? What is that?
I don't know, but just the nerve to feel that comfortable.
Something on your butt is hurting the groin.
Yeah.
That's a weird connection there.
And I feel
those
like...
Those are two places I would never want to hurt.
No. And not areas I would want people who I went to high school with to know that I'm hurting.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. If I ever have something like that needs to be checked out in a place I don't want to look, I'm just going to take it to the grave. Like, I know this stranger in the doctor's office. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd rather just like figure it out on my own. Mm-hmm. Just like, is there some type of Eastern medicine I can take for this and
probably
like, not tell anyone?
Probably CBD.
Just put CBD on it.
Uh-huh.
Take a pill.
CBD on it.
Drink it. Just every form of CBD. Just take that until it goes away. Yeah.
That is bizarre, dude. Any comments or anything on that? Or no?
There are two comments, but I am not. Oh, no, there's 8 comments. Let me text her back.
We need the comments. Because
we
that's going to be important.
Comments.
We need a little more context.
we'll come back to the 8 comments on this post.
My do less, God bless social media submission. I'm starting to see the trend starting to come back around every fall where people dip their babies' butts, speaking of butts, in paint.
That makes my groin area hurt.
Yeah.
Like, ow.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's like a form of art, right? Like, these are his cheeks.
Yeah, it's our baby's cheeks. If you'd like to, we made a bowl out of his butt imprint. If you'd like some cereal,
it's pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do it every year.
And so, what I like to do, I put Captain Crunch in here, and I put the berries where his berries were because they got a little paint on them as well.
Yeah, they got a little, so it's kind of fun. And,
I don't know. It's something we do. You can just get frosted flakes.
We've been doing it with all the kids. You know, our oldest, he's 15 now, so
we forgot when he was a baby, so we did it.
So there are, those hairs are stuck in there, so they're not gonna get in the. They're not gonna get loose in your food.
We did it with him about 6 months ago when this started. To become popular, so it's more of a salad bowl, kind of a mixing bowl that we use that in. And
we toss the salad in there. So that's how that's a
fun trend.
Yeah,
we should do more things later in life that are meant to do when you're young. I'm thinking about getting circumcised here soon for a second time, just to get extra circumcised.
You just play a guy who doesn't know anything. You're like, doctor, I've heard a lot about this. I've been reading my scriptures, actually, and...
Two words for you.
I think...
It's time.
It's time. I need to do this. He's like, oh, okay. And they're like, sir, I don't know what to tell you.
I've been reading my scriptures.
It says a lot about this, and I feel like it needs to be done.
So the Bible, they did it the 8th day, but we can just do it. It's August. We just do 8th month. Mm-hmm. Does that work?
8th
month, 30th year?
You know.
Are we good?
I was born on a leap year, so it's like, I'm 32.
They're not that old.
Yeah. It's, can we do that?
I would like to be circumcised and I'd like the chicken pox. Mm-hmm. ASAP, please.
Knock 2 in 1.
Two birds, one stone. I miss my childhood.
Two birds, one stone. Two stones.
Sorry, I'm a comedian.
I'm a comedian.
Can't help it.
I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that was out of nowhere. That got me.
Anyway. No comments, yes. No.
I'm all good. I'm healthy.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you. Feeling good, dude. I just slept horrible all weekend. I got to get used to the bus.
I know. I felt bad. Pretty much every morning, the topic of conversation among you and Alan and Lucas and Katie was just like, man, last night was a brutal night of sleep, right? And everyone's like, yes, it was awful. And I just got to keep my mouth shut. I'm like, yeah. I have never slept better.
Yeah.
I slept 11 hours.
Yeah.
And I didn't wake up once.
So I just got to figure it out.
Kept my mouth shut. Didn't say anything.
I'm just such a wuss. I suck at sleeping.
And I feel bad for you in that way because you can't help it.
What a bad thing to be bad at.
Being unconscious, you're just not good at it.
It's just like, do it. I wish more than anything, it'd just be like, just do it. Just do it. Do it! You see, there's so many, I know, I feel like you're this type of person. There's some people who are like, I had a friend of mine who, he's like, his wife was out of town. He was just home alone watching TV on the couch but all weekend he'd just wake up and the next morning be like, oh, I guess I slept here all night.
Yeah, of course.
I've never done that in my whole life.
You're just not comfy enough?
Oh, whoa, 8 hours later.
Whoa.
No.
Really?
No way, dude. You just lay down in a minute, you're done.
Yeah, so what is it? Like, you just can't, you don't feel comfortable enough to, like, relax?
Just, like, so high strung, you know, yeah, I guess I'm like, I got, it's got to be a particular certain way. I don't know what that means. I've never just found myself, like, dozing off. I don't know.
So we had, 3 hours worth of plane rides today? You're just, sitting there staring straight ahead like you're on a bus in the 1920s?
Staring at a bunch of Koreans.
Oh, you were squidding it up.
Squid Game, yeah.
Okay, Squid Game. Is that anything similar to Lady Gaga's Love Game? Is that the theme song?
Perhaps.
Okay, it's in Korean, so no way of knowing.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
Lady Gaga's Korean?
Yep. Yeah.
No way.
Honestly, I didn't know what Lady Gaga looked like until A Star Is Born. I feel like every time I saw her, she looked wildly different.
That's
I was
true.
Like, I can't get a grasp on this lady's, you know, looks.
Ethnicity.
Yeah.
Turns out she's Korean.
Turns out very Korean. Mm. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, sorry you can't sleep.
It's all good.
Katie was telling me you really went to town on some medication on night one of the bus.
Yeah, I probably took 4 Benadryls. You start angrily taking them. Like, I'll show you, body.
You start chewing them.
Has another Benadryl. Yeah.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Angrily taking them.
They were like, didn't work. I don't know.
I slept so good the very first morning in the bus. I didn't expect to sleep good, so I didn't even set an alarm. I was like, I'm not a moving vehicle. I'm not going to sleep all through the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I woke up to you, which I'm very thankful that you woke me up. You're like, hey, Uber's here. And I didn't remember this. And Katie said that she
woke
up. Get
out of bed, Jay.
Hey, baby. You got the cold vent. Katie said that she woke up to me, or like to that happening, you waking me up. And she said, the only sentence I said, I just go, it's time to golf. And I was like, I cracked up because I do not remember that at all.
You were just, I mean, it's just pitch black in there. Yeah, I did like a hey. And you're going to wake up. You're like, you're crazy. Oh, time to, whoa, 4.
Just same golf things.
Yeah.
7-iron. Here we go. Breaking left or right.
Left or right.
Uphill. Left or right. Against the grain. It's time to golf. Or Tiger.
Because Katie insisted we attempt to sleep in the same bunk.
I thought.
Did you? Yeah.
That's like, what you guys were doing. And I was like, surely. Surely
she
not.
Like, well, yeah, she's the, you know, she's like, let's like, kind of always sleep and like, get off of me. And so. Of course, that didn't last.
No wonder you were hot, dude.
No, that was short-lived. But no, you're going to be nice and toasty in my bunk. It wasn't
you
because
swear
of that.
It was,
yeah,
okay.
Because Katie's very warm. So you'll be nice.
You haven't slept with her yet.
Yeah,
you don't know.
You haven't slept with her yet. Her body puts a lot of heat out.
I can't imagine. Yeah, that was, it's so tiny. I can't believe you guys even attempted that.
I just like keep getting hot and you're cold. I'm like, Katie, go down there with Jake.
Get in there. Look,
you got to be rested.
I'm the headliner. I'm in charge.
Yeah.
I tell everyone what to do.
Katie, why do you think you're here?
Take one for the team. I need to sleep well.
It's to warm up Jake.
The Benadryl makes me warm.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's
at least
all
I think it was Benadryl. Something's heating up. Feels like sunset.
Probably a combo of a lot of things. Adrenaline and the bus is moving. And it was so strange. I swear the bus, I feel like at one point in the night he was just like doing donuts or something. I'm like, where are we going?
Are we on a racetrack?
Yeah.
NASCAR country. Maybe we're on a course.
The trust you have in a bus driver. Always wake up and we're somewhere.
I don't even know this guy.
Yeah, he could just drive us to anywhere.
Alan said he was talking to him, and this guy's been driving buses, doing what he's doing now for 30 years. Oh, he's been straight nocturnal for 30 years.
Wow.
Which that is...
And he's like a possum.
He is like a possum in that he sleeps during the day and he has no human friends.
Yeah.
In that way, he's like a possum. Right.
Yeah.
Just like, how could you even do anything? Right. Like, how do you a life?
I went up behind him and I spooked him and he just stared at me.
He just rolled over.
Yeah, he rolled down and laid on his back.
He didn't move for 5 minutes.
Mark,
seriously, hey, it's time to golf. I didn't do anything.
He's very much like a possum because, like, during the day, I don't have a clue where do possums go during the day?
Yeah,
and where does storm the drains? Bus driver go?
Either way, they're together. If we find one, we find the other.
Yeah,
we find Mark, we find the possum.
Where did he go? I don't,
because he wasn't on the bus.
When have you seen a possum during the day?
I don't know.
When have you seen a bus driver during the day?
Never.
Nope.
They're hanging out somewhere.
They're somewhere.
Behind Chuck E. Cheese. That's my guess. Lucas was saying that that first morning we didn't lock the bus, which I'm sure that happens every time you get new talent on a bus. They forget the first morning. It's not a thing. We're not used to locking a bus, whatever. And Lucas said that the bus driver came in and angrily wrote a note. Like, Lucas is sitting in there and the bus driver is writing a note.
How's it going, man?
To us
to
say, lock the door. And Lucas is like, look, I can just tell
him.
Just
hands it to you. Yeah. What's your name, son? Lucas? To Lucas.
Oh, God,
make sure you lock the freaking door. I've got plans today. Behind the gutters of society. You'll never see me or spot me.
Look,
signed the bus driver.
We're hitting a Krispy Kreme dumpster in 5 minutes, and you're making me late.
Yeah.
All right, me and the possum boys.
You better freaking get on with it.
Gosh.
Oh, I didn't know he was so upset about it.
I didn't know that either.
Does he have valuables on there?
Is
there like some secret compartment on there?
Yeah. That he sleeps in.
Man, nocturnal.
Yeah.
Interesting vibe.
So that's pretty much everyone. That's all the characters. There's probably more. I had one of the worst fantasy football conversations of all time with one of the people on the trip.
Oh yeah,
you were kind of
people. I just checked out. I'm like, good luck, Jake.
They're like, I don't
understand fantasy football. I had a big fantasy football weekend.
We both kind of crushed it yesterday, which
means so much to me.
I almost said something to you and Alan because I was like, all right, hey. We're going to watch the Chiefs game. I can't have you cheering on Jalen Hurts this heavily. Towards the fourth quarter, you guys are like, come on! How do they call that?
The Chiefs had it done! Still didn't like it?
No, that's why I didn't say anything, because we were up like two scores.
I know, but I try to be tasteful about it, but man, I needed it.
I'm a diehard Kansas City Chiefs fan, and Alan and Trey both have the opposing team's quarterback, and they kind of kept it in check until the fourth quarter, and then like anything that went the Chiefs' way, they're like, oh, that's a BS
come
call!
On. I'm like, they're going to win, on. It's fine. Come on!
The Chiefs did win. It was fine. Mm-hmm. But that was great.
It was.
So many just like great days in a row.
Yeah. What's
what about the bar?
I think it's about the getting to the bar. Oh, yes. Oh, this was great.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
Was this Richmond?
We should talk. Derek was with us.
Derek
we
was
kind
with,
of forgot about that.
Don't tell.
Nor
was he.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm so stupid.
We were in Richmond and.
Where was he?
Of course, I meet some people. They're like, we're going to this place, be there. And you're kind of like, whatever. But then you're like, well, actually, I don't know where else to go in this town. So
let's do it.
They looked like,
I don't want to go to Farina. Clean
cut white people. Yeah. So we go. It's a classic, very speakeasy, right? You walk in, like, where's the door? It's behind
it's
the
bookshelves.
And we're like, yeah, it was like six of us. And she's like, she's very immediately, she was
reservation
sassy. She's like, reservation? Nope. Can't do that, y'all. We're booked up.
Gonna need a reservation. Saturday night in Richmond.
And so, manager Jack, he's like, hold on, I got this. So he's like, really like, come on, people said we should
this
go.
This guy just did a sold-out show down the street.
She's like, okay, you know what? I think we can squeeze you in. Give me a few minutes. Someone didn't make the reservation. So she leads us in to a place that's...
Wait, hold on. Before that, we were kind of like trying to be kind of fun with her. And because you were like, it's a trick, isn't it? There's a password.
Because there's a password. Because that's what we were told. She's like, no, seriously. It's not easy.
I'm like, not going to fall for that.
Not falling for it.
I start like looking through the books. I'm like knocking on the doors.
Yeah, we're like, ragamuffin is what I was told the keyword is. And she's like...
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Does that mean anything to you?
No, sir.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. Is there a map on the back of anything? If I brought out oranges in a blow dryer, does that mean anything? Benjamin Gates.
Sunset goes down, Venus goes up.
The secret lies to the Charlotte. Nothing?
So they let us, finally we get in, and it's 20% occupied. So it's like one of those deals, right? I don't really get it. And she's like pointing us to these, like, just line up at the bar. She's like, this is where, and I was like,
well, there's six of us.
Oh, can we sit at one of these, like, eight empty tables? She goes, let me put it this way. Sit at the bar or you can leave.
And tell me your reaction.
And in the split second, I go, oh my gosh, do I just sass the heck out of this lady, or do I not be a bad boy? And so I just pause, and the best I could get was like a middle ground. I just go, oh my gosh.
My goodness.
Okay. We just sat down. We were like, and we just watched those tables just never get set.
I don't know what the deal was. She did not.
Maybe she's still in character. She's like the grumpy kind of door holder with the lantern. She's like, sit on the floor, peasants.
Like, okay, but when is the act? Okay, we'd like to, like, I'd like to, yeah, order, like, food. Is the grill still open?
I'd love, like, some kind service at some point. I get, this is kind of fun, but you ever been to, like, the restaurant Dick's or one of those where they're, like, mean to you on purpose?
Oh, yeah. I went to one in Chicago one time.
Did you go, like, knowing that's what happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
It took me a few minutes.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, not knowing.
I would love to take, like, just my family there, my poor mother.
Oh, my God.
They walk in, like, who's this old lady? She'd be like, oh, my God. What in the world?
Oh, there's... You know what? You're only getting tipped 18% now.
Yeah.
Because how rude you were.
I don't think that's very nice that you should talk to people like that, I think.
Oh, that's a funny idea. Taking someone there who has no idea that it's they're supposed to be rude to you.
Yeah. And yeah, the whole time you're just defending, like, listen, I'm so sorry. I've been here before. It's usually not like
this. I don't know,
like, the food's great. I don't know what's happening. I'm so sorry.
I talked to you before. I don't know if it was on the podcast or not, but I thought about writing material, but I don't know if there's a way to do it still sensitively. But there's a place in Kansas City where it's an ice cream shop, but they only hire people with, like, mental disabilities or, like, kids with Down syndrome or something. Mm-hmm. And so I thought of this, like, premise where, like, you don't know. You just think it's like an ice cream shop. You just need a job.
Yeah.
You go in, you apply for the job. You don't get it. You know, you're, like, kind of bummed. You go back a couple weeks later, like, I'm still going to go get ice cream. And you see.
I'm not going to let it get me down. I still love their ice cream. I'll work there one day.
Yeah. You go back and visit, and it's just nothing but special needs kids working. Yeah. You're like, how did I not?
Oh, man. This is a real
kind
of eye-opener.
Yeah. How did I not get this job?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, he is working hard. Maybe.
And you start wondering.
Like, maybe the ice cream. I mean, to scoop the ice cream, a lot of they deal with that. They are super strength.
I mean, honestly, yeah. Anyone with Downs is, like, extra strong.
Yep.
That's, like, their thing.
Yeah.
Or so you do get the job, and then you're like, all your coworkers have special needs. You're like, wait, do I have special needs? How did I get this job? Yeah. No one told me my whole life.
Well, hold on.
I'm looking around.
Your manager's like, you don't? I thought. I'm like, gosh, no. I thought, like, why'd you apply for it, you weirdo? Like, I didn't put two together.
I
need a job.
I said, what are your greatest strengths? And you said forearm. I thought, for sure.
I
was trying to get an ice cream job.
Yeah.
All right. Miscommunication.
Yeah. Were they, like, show you who got the job over?
And yeah.
It's like poor Billy who's, you know, I would love to work here. And you got the job over him. Like, now you feel like a monster.
You know what? Maybe he should have it.
Yeah. That's, we told that on the pod, right?
Dude,
when I went to
a
coffee shop on one of our, like, stops this summer. The coffee shop said it was like special brew. And I was like, this place looks legit. And I walked in, it was, you know, half the workers had Downs, Down syndrome. And I was like, y'all called it special brew? Is that allowed? That seems, I don't know. But it was awesome. It was great because they're so adorable. Brew. They'd be like, have a great day and open the door for me.
Yeah, it is awesome.
They wrote a little, they like drew little things on my cup. Little art pieces.
Oh, that's cool. Do you ever see Peanut Butter Falcon?
Yes.
It's an awesome movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
All time.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's funny.
Anyway, how'd we get there? Oh, the speakeasy.
Speakeasy, yeah. So
speakeasy was
I held it in, and then I ordered a crab dip for the table, and I ate 100% of it. So I'm sorry, Derek, if you didn't have any of that.
It came down my way.
Okay, good.
Right. Derek and I sent it right back.
Oh, okay. Oh, you wouldn't even, because of crab?
Actually, I've had crab before. It was fine.
Not too bad?
Yeah, it was fine.
Where?
Maine. Mm. Yeah, 'tis the season. You know, when in Rome.
Yeah, crabs in Maine. Okay, we are
Oh.
No, excuse me. Tickle in my throat. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks for another great episode. Get your tickets.
Yeah, come meet us.
We'll be all over the place. And yeah, we're having a great time. So thanks for everyone who came out. We'll see you on the road and talk to you next week. Peace. Direct opinion.